Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows. Does seem appropriate to open the show today with the Shirelles from 1961 and Mama Said. Over 100 years ago, 1914 to be exact, President Woodrow Wilson made it official that henceforth the second Sunday in May would be officially declared as Mother's Day. And if you check your calendar, you'll see that we are on the second Sunday in May, and therefore all of the songs on today's show will be referencing Mother in one way or another. Like this one from 1966 by B.J. Thomas, and it's dedicated to Mama.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama? Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry 'cause he was too big for you to try, Mama? Mama, oh Mama. And who's the one who gave a shoulder when you told her your first love was over? She'd met someone older, Mama. Mama. It was Mama, my mama. Mama, oh mama. Who's the one who taught you obligation, then dedication, result, graduation, Mama, Mama. And who's the one who's shown the friends you've known a home away from home when they were tired and all alone, Mama, Mama. And who's the one who held a tear inside when you introduced your future bride?
sweet little tune from B.J. Thomas as we pay tribute to Mamas Everywhere. And a little over a year after Mama was a hit, the Beatles issued Magical Mystery Tour. And among the tracks on that LP is one that Paul McCartney wrote and sings lead on. That suggests that it might be fun to get out some records that your mother should but may not know because they came out before she was born.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
From 1967, and your mother should know. And as all good mothers know, this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ. And strangely enough, of all of the tunes that I gathered to play on my Mother's Day show, only one of them specifically mentions Mother's Day. That came out in May of 1970, just in time for Mother's Day that year. So let's listen to Elvis tell the story of how Mama liked the roses.
Oh, Mama liked the roses. She'd grow them in the yard, but winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama liked the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, Mama liked the roses, but most of all, she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages, like it found a place to hide.
Oh, Mama liked the roses in such a special way, so we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama, like the roses.
KPTZ.
More music.
We have only two questions. What does your mother know, and when did she know it? Top 20 hit from 1979 with ABBA, Does Your Mother Know? And if you're reading the news lately, you know that they are reuniting. Yeah, the original quartet getting back together and going to do some new music. And I, for one, am looking forward to that. Now we flash back to 1962 for one of the great one-word mama songs from the legendary Roy Orbison. And the boy is clearly down in the dumps after having his heart broken. So what does he do? He calls Mama. And our unauthorized wiretap allows us only to listen to his side of the conversation.
Mama, just had to call. Oh, Mama, your baby boy just had his heart broken in two. She said we're through, but to send her best to you. Oh, Mama, I'd like to run to you, Mama. I'd come home today, leave right away, but things won't work. If I her tonight. No, not at home. Yeah, you're probably right. Yes, I'll take care of myself. No, I'll be all right. I'll go to bed early tonight. Oh, Mama, tell Dad I think of him, Mama. How's Uncle Joe and my puppy Coco? Tell them hello. Don't worry so much, darling Mama. Now, Mama, don't cry, just say goodbye. Can't have us both in tears. Oh, Mom, you know me. Yes, I'll always be your baby through all.
Speaking on behalf of the team of Orbison and Osborne, I can't think of any way that they could have improved that recording. And that's the second of three songs that have that one-word title of Mama. We'll have the third one of those for you in about 10 minutes. Now, how about a little motion picture music? Here's a tune that was in the 1955 film You're Never Too Young, and from a scene in which Dean Martin was singing to Diana Lynn, and while he acknowledges that her mother loves her, he loves her even more.
I beg your pardon.
I know your mother loves you, your father loves you too. But their kind of love is no kind of love next to my love for you. I'm sure you find their kisses most satisfactory, but you're gonna hiss the very next kiss after one kiss from me. Your French poodle is off his noodle, never goes out to play. He guards you night and day. That job is mine, I say. I know the cop, the mailman, yes, and the milkman, too, agree that you're rare, and I more than share their view. So tell your father and your mother and your sister and your brother and the poodle, too, that they'll never, ever love you like I.
Smeller won't love you like a relative. Smeller has lots and lots of love to give.
I know your uncle loves you. Your auntie loves you too.
Yes, of course.
But no relative can possibly give what I could give to you.
That's true.
I know your doctor loves you. Your dentist loves you too.
I'm not so sure.
No skill with a drill or vitamin pill is like my cure for you.
You're the doctor.
Men with millions and fleeing civilians for you that gladly toil.
Poor little me.
Texans who drill the soil. Baby, you'd make their oil boil. Soldiers, marines and sailors, grocers and tailors too, agree that you're rare, and I more than share their view. So tell your father and your mother and your sister and your brother and the Texan too, that they'll never ever love you like I do. Oh no,
they'll never ever love you, baby, like I do.
Man, I'm really in love.
Directly from the film soundtrack, that's Dino, with occasional comments from Diana Lynn. And from motion picture music, now let's go to the Broadway stage for the original cast of Brigadoon, and one of the stars of that show was Pamela Britton and her incredible recording of My Mother's Wedding Day. Listen closely because she really speeds through the lyrics.
Now if you think this wedding day went just a wee amiss, then I will tell you about a wedding far more daft than this. The lad involved turned out to be no other but my pa. By the strangest bit of luck, the woman was my ma. McGregor, McKenna, McCowan, McCraw, McBiddy, McNeil, and McCray. I, all of the folk in the village were there at my mother's wedding day. For Pa had asked his friend McPhee, and Mac to come with May McGee. And May invited 93 to my mother's wedding day. Then up the road came Ed McKean with half the town of Aberdeen.
Everyone was on the scene of their mother's wedding day.
Waiting around in the room, McVicker, McDougal, McDuffel, McCoy, everybody but the groom. And as the hours turtled by, the men got feeling kind of dry, and thought they'd take a nip or ride while I'm waiting for the groom. And while the men were dipping in, the lady started on the gin.
And soon the room began to spin, and their mother's wedding day.
Then all of a sudden the liquor was gone, the gin and the whiskey and all. And all of a sudden the wedding affair had become a bonny brawl. For Pete McGraw and Joe McPhee began to fight for May McGee, while May McGee and Sam McKee were a-wooing in the hall. So cold and stiff was John McVeigh, they used him for a serving tray.
For everyone was like a day of the mother's wedding day.
McDuff and McVitty were playing a game of using McCoy for the ball. McKenna was eating the bridal bouquet and McNeil hung on the wall. When finally my father came, his eyes were red, his nose aflame. He didn't even know his name, he was drunkest of them all. The people were lying all over the room, a-looking as if they were dead. Then mother uncovered the minister quick and she told him, go ahead. Then Pa kneeled down on Bill McRae and mother kneeled on Jock McVeigh. The preacher stood on John McVeigh and that's how my ma was wed. It was a sight beyond compare, I ought to know, cause I was there.
There never was a day of prayer.
A very cool Mother's Day gift could be a mother and child reunion. I could see how that could be a good thing. And we hear about that from Paul Simon right out of 1972. And then we fall back to 1953 for a number one R&B hit by Ruth Brown. And her entry into our Mother's Day playlist is Mama, You Treat Your Daughter Mean. Do something about this clown.
Mama!
Here's another one of those back-to-back pairings that I've become so famous for. How about Ruth Brown followed by Merle Haggard?
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. And no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Connie Francis, and you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
When the evening shadows fall and the lovely day is through, then with longing I recall the years I spent with you. Solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio. Queste parole d'amore che ti sospiro il mio cuore, forse non so sanare.
Was a worldwide smash in 1960, perfectly vocalized by the beautiful voice of Connie Francis. And that's our third Mother's Day tune that happens to be titled Mama. Next on the J.O. Show is a couple of different Say Mamas. They're pretty much the same song from 1962, but the tempo varies, and I thought it would be kind of fun to hear them both. The first is by rock and roll star Gene Vincent, and the second is by Paul Stephan and the Royal Lancers.
Say mama, can I go out tonight? Say mama, will it be alright? They got a rockin' party going down the street. Say mama, can't you hear that beat? Whoa, 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 yeah. Say mama, don't you look that way. 'Cause I know just what you're going to say. Well, don't you look that way. Cause I know just what you're going to say. Well, then, mama, well, then don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right now. Yeah, I say, mama, can I go out tonight? Say, mama, don't you look that way. I gotta know what you're gonna say. Well, mama, well, don't be mad. You're gonna say, now I ask you, dad. I sing, whoa, 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 yeah. Work out! Whoa, 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 yeah. I sing whoa, 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 yeah. I sing whoa, 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 whoa.
A couple of great versions of Say Mama. And there's another Mama tune from 1962 that fits right in with our Mother's Day celebration. And it's by Jan Bradley. And I'll bet that Mama didn't lie to you.
Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Here comes that boy and his friends. Making eyes at me again. Do they all think that I'm a toy?
One-hit wonder people, but her one hit, Mama Didn't Lie, was a big one, and certainly one more than I had. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, and easily the most humorous of our Mother's Day songs is from 1937, We're going way back in time now for the Prairie Ramblers. And the story told in the song is viewed by a young child, but it does seem to him that every day is Mother's Day to his mama, and some of her smiles are thanks to the man who comes around.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
The man that comes to our house, he's very nice. He comes in the summertime and brings Mama ice. Just a little teeny weeny piece that soon melts away. He has to come back again later in the day.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
To our house comes to sell a brush. He comes in a hurry and he leaves in a rush. And every time he goes away, Mama's in a pet. If she didn't get everything she thought she ought to get.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
To our house drives a Cadillac. He runs around the corner and he parks it in the back. Mama goes to the door. He's always sure to greet her with, "Open up, honey bunch, let me check your meter."
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
A man, I'm not gonna be a plumber or a janitor, no siree. I won't be a doctor with an office downtown. No, I'd rather be just the man that comes around.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and Mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Like the boy says, when he grows up, he just wants to be the man who comes around, because it does appear to be a stimulating and fun-filled gig. And yes, I am aware that we played that just last week on the 1940 class reunion show, but not only was this 3 years earlier, but many of the lyrics are different. Just to let you know that I have a pretty good idea what I'm doing. Now we leave 1937 and land in 1972, when all of the calls to Sylvia get screened by her mother. Maybe it's time to ask the mother if she'd like to go to dinner.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make us start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 months.
minutes. Please, this is Avery. I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, this is Avery. Mother says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, this is Avery. I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
That was the first hit for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, and it's titled Sylvia's Mother. Now here's another one of those Memphis country boppin' guys who also recorded at the Sun Studio, and this is Gene Simmons and Mama and Papa Are Rockin' Tonight from 1956.
Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama, Mom and Papa is rockin' tonight. Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama, we're rockin' till it's a sight. Papa said to Mama, turn down the lights. Mama said to Papa, well, I'm all right. Papa and Mama, Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama is rockin' tonight. Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama, Papa and Mama is rockin' tonight. Papa and Mama, Mom and Papa, we'll rock in the broad daylight. Papa said to Mama, do you love me true? Mama says, Big Daddy, don't you know I do? Mama and Papa, Papa and Mama, Papa and Mama is rockin' tonight. Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama is rocking tonight. Yeah, they're rocking, both are rocking. Well, they're rocking till it's a sign. Papa said to Mama, are you ready to go? Mama said, this, Daddy, let's rock some more. Papa and Mama, Mom and Papa, Papa and Mama is rocking tonight.
Gene Simmons on KPTZ and Mama and Papa. All part of our first ever one-hour Happy Mother's Day show. And with that in mind, we jump to 1968 for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Your Mother's Only Daughter, and presumably your daughter's only mother.
I could
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 1968, and Your Mother's Only Daughter. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ. I am so pleased on our Mother's Day show to introduce a great friend of mine. Hello, Donna Fargo.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I am better anytime I'm talking to you, and today is no exception.
We will always love each other.
No doubt about that. And I can't think of anyone I would rather have as my guest on Mother's Day than you. As for You Were Always There, I think that's one of the best compositions that anyone has ever written about anyone's mother. You Were Always There was issued in May of 1973, the same month as Mother's Day, and it just shot right up the chart to number one. How did it come about? And I'm sure you must have had mixed feelings about writing a song for your mother after she had died.
I was probably writing for my second album, and I wrote most of the songs, and that one I wrote especially for my mother. She had died unexpectedly in her 50s. So as I thought about it, I just thought, gosh, why did I waste time not getting to know her better? And, you know, we ask our friends questions, but I think sometimes we take our parents for granted. And when I would introduce this song on stage, when I would do it, I would just say, love your mother and talk to her and find out all about her life and talk about your dreams and plans and not just waste time. It's so important to get to know the people you love because you never know when they won't be around.
I am fascinated by one of the lyrics in there where you say you never had the chance for her to tell you her dreams and you to tell her yours. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and also, Jerry, remember that a lot of parents, or especially mothers, give up their own dreams for their children. Or they set them aside for 18 years. You know, they really sacrifice for us, mothers do. I just want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day, too. You're so important, and nobody can love you like a mother or a father, for that matter. The message implied in the song is to talk about important things to your mother and find out about their lives. I never found out enough about my mother, about what she thought about and things that she valued, and I just regret that. But I never expected her to die.
Well, Donna, dear, I want to thank you for spending time on the phone with us today and sharing a little background behind the song that we're going to close out our Mother's Day show with, and that will be You Were Always There for Your Mama, and it applies to mothers everywhere. And you know that we'll be talking again before too long, but meanwhile, don't forget I love you.
Oh, Jerry, I love you back.
Can't remember my first memory of you. You were always there. And now I know I never knew you well. But I was just a kid, and you were always there to pick me up every time I fell. And you always warmed the blanket to wrap around my feet when you tucked me into bed to say my. And I'll bet I never thanked you among all the other things that I took for granted, 'cause you were always there. Yes, you were always there, so we never took the time for you to tell me your dreams and me to tell you. Were you glad that you gave life to me?
not give anything to tell you that I'm glad that you were born. But you'll never hear the words I learned to say. 'Cause before I got to know you, you died of loneliness. And they tell me I grew up and moved away. Yes, you.
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.